You are listening to Ratchet and the Geek, the intersection of social media, pop culture, and technology, brought to you by Lovey from AwesomelyLovey.com. She's a humor writer, a social media strategist, and the co-founder of the Red Pump Project. And me, Scott Hanselman from Hanselman.com. I'm a software engineer, web guy, former computer science professor, and a guy with too many gadgets. And together, we will bring you everything that we know and think about TV, movies, games, gadgets, stories of fail, the dumbest tweets you've ever heard, product recommendations, and lots more. Here on Ratchet and the Geek. And it's Ratchet and the Geek. We're back. Hi, Lovey.
What up, Scott?
Hey, you made it back successfully from Lagos.
Yes, I was in Lagos for a week.
It's Lagos or Lagos? How do you say this?
Lagos.
Lagos.
It's like lay down in Jaws with a G.
Okay.
Lagos.
Lagos.
Lagos. Yeah.
That's cool. I like playing with Lagos. So you had a good time, though. Yeah.
We had a good time. We had such a good time that I actually got to go to my first strip club ever.
Wow, that's too much information.
Hey, listen, it was not my it wasn't my idea, and I was traumatized by the time I left. So, yes.
How long did you last?
I only lasted 30 minutes. It was terrible in the most ratchet strip club ever because, according to my friends, this is not the quality of the strip clubs they know.
Really?
So, yes, it was terrible.
And what is the money over there? It's a Naira?
Naira, yep.
So you make it rain with Naira? Is that how that works?
I did not make it rain. I was just an observer. I was there to just watch.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it out alive.
I did.
And you were gone for a while, and that's why we didn't have a show. Did you get a chance to catch up on Scandal?
I did. I finally sat down on Saturday, this past Saturday, to watch Scandal. Mm. And oh my gosh, it was everything.
Was it? How are you finding the addition of Jake, Scott Foley, the actor?
At first, I didn't like Jake because I was like, who is this dude? But after watching this episode, which I know you have not.
I have not, but I have already read your Scandal recap. I'm trying it differently this time. So I know what's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it.
I think he's a good guy, but Fitz is now more of the villain here.
How are you telling me that he's a good guy and he has 9 televisions in his house pointed at her?
Well, then again, in the same token, Olivia Pope had a bobblehead in David Rosen's apartment spying on him. So, really, the standards of good and bad change on Scandal.
I'm sorry. I understand having like a baby cam in someone's house, that is a certain level of creepy, but caressing a big screen TV while you talk to them on the phone, that's
okay, fine. Good is relative here. Good is I will say he is not as bad as I thought he was before.
I'm glad that you thought he was super bad, and now he's just
medium bad.
He's just slightly creepy.
Which in Scandal world is good, because in the midst of all those terrible people,
You know, that's a really he is the best person then.
He's not the best yet. What? Who is a good person in Scandal at this point? Who's like blameless? Harris? Nope. Harris, no, I take that back. No one. They're all terrible. Okay, good to know.
Yeah. We should think about it in those terms. You totally just changed the way I think about this show. There is not a good, redeemable human being. Maybe the baby that they adopted.
Right.
But she
maybe
could still,
Ella,
even now, have a scandal in her closet we don't know about.
Right. So, but I still love them all, especially Cyrus, who was a terrible human being, but I love Cyrus.
That's funny. He is my favorite guy as well. I hope he divorces his husband because his husband is not a good person.
You know what, though? But it's because Cyrus is not that good of a person himself, honestly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was not a lot of scandal late the last month or so because they've been breaking it up a little bit. So I've been trying to watch other stuff. Have you seen any other television?
No, I've actually not. I'm waiting for my summer shows to come back. So I'm talking Breaking Bad and Mad Men. I can't really take on another show right now that's going to take up my hard space.
Really?
I have no more room for suspense left. Breaking Bad kills me every week.
What about Game of Thrones is coming?
I've never watched that before. I will check it out because everyone keeps talking about it.
Yeah, but it's like Scandal in that, you know, the people who we have turned on to Scandal, you and I as a team, they got to go back and catch up. Same thing with Game of Thrones. You got two seasons to catch up on, and it's
right.
hard work.
I don't like jumping into a show mid-time. So I'm the person who would go back and watch Netflix and spend a whole weekend catching up. So I will have to catch up to make sure I'm where everybody else is.
Yeah, yeah. I've been watching some stuff on Netflix. There's this show, House of Cards, everyone's talking about.
I've heard of that, too.
And then we talked about this a little bit, either last show or a show before that, about Deception, not Scandal.
Yeah, I'm not really here for Deception. I'm sorry.
She's just so pretty, though.
I have enough pretty in my carry, okay?
Yeah, well, you get to carry pretty around, though. I get to stay here in Oregon.
Like, Carrie has all the pretty I can deal with. No shade on Megan Good, but I'm not here for Deception.
Well, actually, that's another thing I'm looking forward to in this episode of Scandal is Carrie's curly hair coming out of the shower. That was cool.
Yes.
Got that type 3B hair.
Yes. Carrie came out with the wet and wavy. I said, come on.
It freaks me out, though. I still wonder what the, you know, what's a wig and what's not, because she's changing hair types left and right.
I think it's all a wig. I think it's all a wig.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. When you switch a full hair type, that's like the Richter scale. You know what I mean? You can't go from 2 to 3 without it being 10 times different.
And not just that. I think it's just, I don't think we've seen her real hair in the show yet, just because actors got to protect it so it doesn't get damaged.
I hope we don't find out that she's got some kind of snatched Naomi Campbell hair that we're going to find out.
Oh, that would make me so sad.
I'm so sad. There's this actor that I just love on the show called Justified. He plays a guy named, the actor's name is Walton Goggins. And I found out that his hair is fake and his teeth are fake. And it's just kind of like, well, what's not fake? You know what I mean? Like, if you look at Tom Cruise, like what's left? Or John Travolta, like his whole head is fake.
John Travolta's whole face is fake at this point.
They swapped it with Nicolas Cage that time. Never swapped it.
And never gave it back to
never
him?
Never gave it back.
Basically. Yeah, no. Bless his heart. Bless it.
Yeah.
Hot mess. Well, what have you been up to, though, besides watching TV?
Well, I've been reading a lot, but the sadness about my reading was that, did I tell you how I almost got my, well, I did actually get my account hacked at Amazon.
What? How?
I didn't tell you about this?
So, no.
So, you know, do you have a Kindle?
No, I have the Kindle app.
Okay, well, so if you have a Kindle, they're super cool about getting you, like, returning the Kindle. And if you have one and it's broken, you just call them and you say, hey, can you return this Kindle for me and give me a new one? Somebody went on to chat without logging in as me and said, hey, this is Scott. Remember that it's not Scott. And said, can you send me a new Kindle? So they're like, oh, sure, no problem. We'll send you a new Kindle. And it's not a big challenge. Like, all you got to know is my email address. And then they go and they somehow figured out my address online and said, well, just send it to me at the house. So they sent off a new Kindle. And I don't know any of this is happening. Whoa. Then they get the UPS code and they call UPS and they say, would you mind? I know you love UPS. Go to Lovey's blog and search for UPS to hear about Lovey's relationship with the UPS driver.
Hate them.
So they call UPS and they successfully redirect the package and say, I'm not going to be at Scott's house. I'll be over here. So they send it to another place. Again, I still don't know this is happening. The other place that they sent it to is what's called an anonymous international remailer. Basically, it's a P.O. box, and then when the packages pile up, they put it on a boat, and they send it to another country. So it'd be like you having a P.O. box in Chicago, but then it shows up in Nigeria. Turns out it was an anonymous remailer. And I'm tracking all this down myself, by the way. This is all CSI Hanselman. Turns out it was an anonymous remailer for a guy in Singapore. So I call Amazon, and I'm going back and forth and around with these guys, and I thought this was done. And you can go up and read about this on my blog. I got in rich and wonderful detail. I actually got a phone call later this afternoon with one of the VPs at Amazon about this. And here's the best part. I think it's over, right? This happened like a couple weeks ago. I get an email today, like an hour ago, that said, hey, that Kindle, that broken Kindle you were going to send us back, we haven't received it yet. And we're going to charge your credit card $200 if you don't send it back right away.
Stop.
That's called social engineering. And the thing that's interesting about it is that they did not need a password to do it. It's all exploiting the customer service system at Amazon. So moral of the story is, you know, always be watching out for emails from Amazon. Check your mail, your spam folder, anywhere where they let you know that something's going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who
it really does happened.
That is like elaborate and ridiculous.
The bad people are always trying to get you. And I mean, it's Amazon's fault for having, you know, basically breakable systems. I list out a half dozen ways they could have fixed it. But ultimately, I don't think you should be allowed to do anything to an account without being logged in. That's where I came down on that.
Exactly. One. Duh. Like, why would they? Oh, that's stupid.
Well, how do you be really secure and how do you be really friendly at the same time, right?
Secure first, friendly after. Secure does not mean unfriendly. It just means sign in before you do anything. That's not bad.
Have you ever taken stuff back to like Target?
Yeah.
And you know how they want your driver's license, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're keeping track. And the third or fourth time you bring something back, their policy says they're going to call you out and say, you know, you bring a lot of stuff back.
You always return this stuff. I figured that's what it's for.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of companies are doing that more, like where they ask you for your ID so you're on file for every time you send something back.
Yeah, and I have no doubt that it's not a human that figures that out. It's some computer that's going to eventually like pop a red flag and say, Lovey keeps bringing back clothes after the Oscars.
And they're going to be like, these are worn.
Well, I wore them at the Oscars, though. Don't you appreciate that?
Right. Like, you got some shine.
Yeah. I still love Amazon, though. I still buy stuff from Amazon.
They better fix it and not charge you $200.
They better not. But I got their attention. That's the great thing about blogging. You know this, right? Blog about it. If you got a problem, blog about it. You got to do it in a respectful way, though. But blog about it.
Yeah, it's like the airline that I worked with when we were going to Nigeria, who was supposed to sponsor my group going. And they were so bad at the partnership that at the end, I was like, forget the sponsorship. They were supposed to give us a discount on our flight.
Mm.
How about they charged my credit card $50 more than they were supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, I end up paying the same price I would have paid if I had just gone to Kayak.
Well, that's not really useful at all.
Exactly. So I was like, no sponsorship for you. Like, this is not a partnership. And in the future, I'm not looking at your airline for partnership anymore. I might blog about it. We'll see. In fact, I probably will, because I'm going to write 10 people who tried it with us in Nigeria. That's a blog post that's
who
coming.
Tried it. Like, just tried to.
Who tried it. Who did the most with the least, or who. It's like we had to cuss out somebody at customs, like, really cuss out. It was a mess.
I have so many stories about trying to get into other countries, like almost getting turned away in South Africa for not having enough pages in my passport.
Oh, God. That's what you get for being fancy, Scott. All your life you've been fancy. All your life.
Oh, I try.
But yeah, so what gadgets you got?
All right. Well, actually, speaking of Amazon, I got hooked up at Amazon. I bought some what are called Foscam IP cameras because I've been meaning to upgrade my baby cam game. Because when you have babies, you get baby cams. And then when the babies grow up, you got to get like a security camera to make sure they don't leave the house and go running out into the street. So I found these cameras. These are called Foscam, Foscam. And you got to watch them on Amazon and kind of jump on them when the prices go down. They're usually about $100, but I nabbed some at $59. And they're really nice because they are night vision, pan, tilt, zoom, Wi-Fi, and there's an iPhone app. So you can, I bolted one of these to the side of the house. I put one in the boys' rooms. So I know what's up in the house. And if anybody, because you always hear about people breaking into stuff. And it's the cameras. You got to have a camera. So when that idiot looks in the camera, you show the police, this is the dude coming in, taking my stuff. Because if anybody ever breaks into my house, I'm going to put it on YouTube first. And then I will call the police.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's necessary if you feel like it's necessary. I think better safe than sorry, honestly. So I think it's legit.
Wouldn't you have wanted one when that UP, you had that argument with that UPS guy about whether he dropped your stuff off? Don't you think that a camera would have helped that situation?
Absolutely. Shoot. I'm not against cameras. Like I on my MacBook, I have the Prey. It's a software that if you're if your computer gets stolen, you activate it from anywhere you are. It's just like you go to the website, you sign in, tell them your computer's stolen. And the next time the computer is attached to Wi-Fi, the camera will turn on without the camera light coming on. So it's going to record the face of the person who has your computer and what they're doing right then and there.
So this is like the Find Your iPhone thing. It's
exactly
tracker.
Like Find Your iPhone, except it's like Find Your MacBook.
It's a low-jack for your Mac.
So I have that on my freaking MacBook, and I have that on actually both my MacBooks. So, yeah.
I've actually seen there was a couple times where people have live tweeted their laptops being stolen and recovered.
Wow.
Like, you know, we're tracking him now. He's going into this such and such a neighborhood. Who lives there? Anyone live there? It's it's a Prey, P-R-E-Y project is the name of that. And you can get it on Windows now, too.
And it's free 99, so get it.
It's definitely worth it. Losing your laptop would be a story of fail.
Yo, that would be, come on, man. That would just be terrible.
We can't have that.
Never. But yeah. So, since I've been so busy lately, I have been neglecting dumbesttweets.com. And there's so many dumb tweets happening lately, and I just keep missing them. And I'm like, oh, I'm feeling bad because I haven't updated in like 2 weeks.
Is it hard, though? Can't you just go to Tyrese? Can't he just give you something for free?
Yes, he can. I would have to sign out of Twitter since he has me blocked, so I can't see his tweets. But, yes, he can. But I needed somebody to keep the site updated, so I tapped on Miss Zinzi.
Oh, Miss Zinzi.
And she's actually the person who helped kick off the whole thing. So back in 2010, I had the idea to just do a dumbest tweets of 2010 list. And I emailed Miss Zinzi like, hey, can you help me put this together? Because she's good for finding terrible tweets. And she did, and we collaborated on it. And the 25 dumbest tweets of 2010 list end up getting over 100,000 page views, and that's why I kicked off dumbesttweets.com. So when I'm like, I really need somebody to help me manage dumbesttweets.com, she was a natural person to think of. So she's been at it for 3 days, and so half the posts going on there are from me, the other half from her, and she's doing awesome.
That's fantastic. I just retweeted the one about mozzarella cheese.
Oh my gosh!
This guy has a slice. He's got a slice of cheddar cheese. I thought it was a post-it note on his pizza.
That's what it looked like—a post-it note just chilling on pizza. people are a mess.
These are great. Do these people ever call you and just say, "Why are you so mean to me?"
No, because my number is not there. But what's funny is they don't tweet me either.
How do they not know this?
And you would think they would. Like,
you're looking, you got their names right there. They must be. Because what happens is they show up and then they eventually like turn their tweets on private. That's kind of the pattern, right? Then they come back off private after a while.
Or even better, they'll change their Twitter handle. If they're so bad, sometimes they'll change their Twitter handle.
Public shaming.
So, yeah, public shaming is what Dumbest Tweets is about. Public shaming for the next time so people can pay more attention to this foolishness that they're putting up. You spell check. It's right there. Jesus gave a spell check for a reason. Jesus invented a spell check so that we can all be greater.
Seriously, I would encourage people not spent time at Dumbest Tweets, go there, particularly the Dumbest Tweets lists that Lovey and Zinzi help come up with, because the work that goes into the curation of the 50 Dumbest Tweets of 2011 or whatever. Did you do 2012 already?
Yeah, I did. Oh, of course.
You got to add it on the left side. It's not on the left side.
Okay, then I'm going to add that. Yeah, 2012, that took me 4 hours to put that list together.
Yeah, yeah. So, on the navigation bar on the left, hook that up. Awesome. Dumbesttweets.com.
Yeah, so what? Dumbesttweets.com.
You were telling me
so
something.
So what is going on?
You said something. R. Kelly was doing something foolish.
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you guys about a story of fail. So, well, this is not R. Kelly. So, you know, the White House petitions website where you can petition on different issues that you find are important. You know, there are great things like people petition about gay marriage and all that stuff. But then yesterday, a petition started that's asking for R. Kelly's Ignition to become the national anthem. And I hollered.
Okay, so the idea here is that people put their ideas up on the site. I know that we just had one about unlocking cell phones. And then if 100,000 people vote on it, then the White House will respond. So we're going to vote now on whether or not R. Kelly's Ignition. Now, is it the remix?
The remix.
Okay, so just make sure people have a little context here. Here is R. Kelly's remix, our new national anthem. I think that's probably fair use. I don't know how much we're allowed to use without breaking copyright law, but do you really think it's going to happen
for us? Honestly,
can we make that happen? Why not Trapped in the Closet?
It won't happen, but I must say that song is automatic body roll. When that song comes on, I cannot help it. My body just starts doing the twirl and roll.
It's a very catchy
song. But can you imagine them being like, rise for the national anthem? Usually I don't do this, but what?
But see, I can't get behind that.
I kind of wanted to get 100,000. I kind of wanted to get 100,000 signatures just so I can hear how President Obama is going to respond to it. Like, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot make R. Kelly's Ignition our national anthem.
Did you see when they tried to... this actually worked. There was a petition that was successful to build the Death Star.
Like the Death Star?
You didn't hear about this? Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Look. White House Death Star. I just Googled for White House Death Star. And they basically petitioned the White House to say, why will we not build a Death Star? And this got many, many thousands of signatures. And the response was, they actually got a response, an actual official White House response. Here it is. And it's called, this isn't the petition response you're looking for. The construction of the Death Star has been estimated to cost more than $850 trillion. We do not support blowing up planet.
$1 trillion.
It's like 850,000, and then it's like 12 zeros. And the administration does not currently support blowing up planets. This is the best part, though. This is why our White House is so awesome. Check this out. Why would we spend countless taxpayer dollars on a Death Star when the fundamental flaw that can be exploited by a one-man starship? I mean, I love this. This is just magical. Someone wrote this and cared about it.
I think this is why we all cannot have nice things. Here we are trolling the White House petition site with foolishness, but I am entertained by it. I must say, I am thoroughly entertained. So
your tax dollars at work.
I can't say stop doing it. Exactly. Oh, bless them.
I think it's fantastic.
I'm going to go listen to Ignition after this, though.
I know you will. I'm old school, though. This is what I think should be the... we need to have Step in the Name of Love be our...
Yeah,
I would support that.
No, see, now you know that. You know I'm Chicago all day, every day. So you know I love that.
Yeah. You know I don't
like
R. Kelly.
We're Chi-town every day.
I don't like R. Kelly, but I love R. Kelly. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Basically, it's like he's a terrible human being.
No, he's the worst.
But he makes some really catchy songs. He's the worst.
Yeah, it's like Michael Jackson. Don't even talk to me. I don't know about his personal life, but he's Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? It's like Elvis. Horrible person. It's Elvis, you know?
You know what? I think you have to be a terrible person to be really famous and really huge. You have to, on some level, have done something so terrible. It's fine. It's best to not even find out about their past or who they are as people.
You know, actually, that's a good point. Like, I don't know. Like I just saw Flight yesterday with Denzel Washington. And I don't know if Denzel's a horrible person or not. And I don't want to know. I do know, though, that he's not on the cover of The Inquirer, and he's very rarely talked about in the press, and I like it that way. Like, I don't want to hear about him. I don't want to hear about John Malkovich. I don't know. You know, John Malkovich, great actor. Love John Malkovich. Could be evil. Don't know. You know, maybe he eats babies. I have no way of knowing. I don't want to know. I don't want to know about it.
Sometimes you want to keep the mystery. Just keep the mystery.
Exactly.
So what are some social media tips?
Yeah, social media tips. Actually, you probably missed out on this. Did you hear about the Learn to Code movement? You know, this idea that everyone should learn to code?
No.
So
I'm noticing that coding and developing is becoming more of a topic.
Right. I think we're hearing about it everywhere. We're hearing that we want to have coding in schools. And a video came out, I think it was probably while you were gone, called at code.org that was basically showing Will.i.am, saying, I'm going to start learning to code, which I don't know if that's going to improve the quality of the code that's out there in the world right now, if one or all of the Black Eyed Peas decides to learn Python, but that's cool. But basically, it's a video showing all these different people saying, you know, I learned to code and it allowed me to do this. So the question is, and I guess the question for you is it about programming or is it about thinking?
You know thinking? What I
mean? Like, do we want to teach the children to write code? Like, here, young man, here's how we do PHP. Here, you know, or do you want to say, here, young lady, let's think about this in the context of an algorithm and, like, problem solving, where the code isn't the point. Like, do we really need all these HTML-slinging young people? Or is the real problem that thinking is not cool?
I think the thinking part is important just because, okay, so to code and to do all that stuff, you still have to conceptualize something. You still have to think about it and know what is behind it and the reasons why you use certain rules in coding. So I think the thinking part is still necessary and maybe enough of that is not happening.
I think that math is not cool. There's people talking about, let's stop teaching algebra. Like, there are literally people saying that, yeah, I got a link to this in my blog. Someone actually said, is math holding the United States back?
Lord. Yeah, because that's what we need less of is math.
Yeah, we need less math. That's the problem with America right now. We're getting our asses kicked by, you know, it's like, you know, look at the countries. You know, they're always like, you know, we're 15th behind Finland or, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? Pick a small country. They're kicking our butts in education. And what I'm saying is that it's not about programming. It's about problem solving. Like, we should teach more kids how to change the oil in their car, how to change a tire, how to fix the toilet. That's problem solving, and programming is an example of problem solving.
Man, but yeah, I'm with it. I mean, I would love to actually know how to code more, but I tried Rails, and Rails gave me a headache. Maybe I was just hungry that day, but I was like, I'm gonna leave this be for now.
You denied Rails because of a blood sugar issue.
I think so, because I was just like, oh my gosh, no. Yeah.
Well, you sent out some designs recently on your Facebook of some sites that you've done for friends and things. When you design those sites, do you do them in HTML or do you do them in Photoshop and then move them into HTML?
That's CSS and HTML and PHP, but I use themes for that. Like, I'm not hand coding. See, I don't consider myself a developer at all from no. I don't even have the right to even say developer. I am a designer at best. Developer, no. So, like, a developer is somebody like Honey. She will hand code a website from scratch. And I always tell people who are in blogging, if you are trying to get a blog done, unless you are making $1 million, odds are you don't need your site to be developed, aka you don't need a site that's going to be created from absolute scratch, because that's going to cost you thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And most bloggers do not need that because they're just writing. Nothing more than writing.
Right. I mean, buying a nice theme or having someone make you a theme might be something that a mid-level or advanced blogger would do, but you don't need a back-end CMS.
Exactly.
But actually, some people, speaking of stories of fail, did you hear about the WordPress website in South Africa?
No.
So I'll read this headline for you, okay? The Free State provincial government said that it paid 40 million rand for the redesign of their website. It's a WordPress.
How much is 40 million rand?
40 million rand is about $10 million.
For a WordPress
site? Maybe $4 or $5 million. Point is, it's WordPress. Doesn't even matter. It's a million. Look at the link. I put it right there. This is basically a multi-million dollar WordPress site.
And is it like, let me see. Is it fancy? Like, what?
No, it's pretty straightforward. It looks like anybody's. The part that's great is that the original headline was $140 million. So they've reported and updated the article and said, we only paid $40
million. Oh, yeah. My.
And the best part?
Gosh.
The best part is that the theme was 40 bucks.
I'm looking at it right now.
You recognize that theme. I think we've all seen that theme before.
Oh, my God. They paid.
Yeah. We're in the wrong business.
Oh, my, yeah. I'm looking at this website right now, and my mouth is on the floor.
Yes, let's get on this. We need to move to the Free State.
This person, they pay $4 million for a WordPress site that it was all, I can't. Yeah, I'm hustling backwards. I'm hustling backwards. I don't charge enough. I charge 0.01%, 0.001%.
See? There you go. There's the site right there.
I can't do math, so I probably just said give you the wrong percentage, but whatever. Yeah. That's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. But if you find yourself off designing a site, or even if you are putting together a site that's WordPress or Drupal or Joomla or whatever, you're going to need placeholder images. So I put up a resource for people that is the best placeholder image sites, because you know, you put together a site for somebody and you know, you're going to want to throw up some images. Take a look at this. Have you seen this? They've got different sites like Phil Murray, not Bill Murray, but F. Phil Murray. If you need image sites, image clip art, you could say, well, I need a 200 by 300 picture. You know, it'll be a red pump or it'll be a picture of Kerry Washington, but I don't have that right now, so I'm going to use pictures of Bill Murray. And there's one where you can get clip art that is exclusively Vanilla Ice.
And God.
That's at nicenicejpeg.com. I love that.
I'm still over here shaking my head at the fact that, oh my goodness, these people pay $4 million.
They should have used this placeholder images. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
That's
I love that, so you're having trouble like intellectualizing this.
I really am. I'm just like, wow. You can tell people anything, huh?
You can. And
you have to believe your own hype.
And you
just have to believe your own hype and be like, yeah, so I charge $4 million for this WordPress site. It's going to take me an hour to do it. And they're like, okay.
You just don't tell people it's WordPress.
Yo, I'm looking at the website right now. Oh, God. This is... They should be so ashamed.
You brought the show to a halt. You've like... Everyone's like, let's just stop a second and just
everyone,
think about this.
If you do nothing else, go to our site and click on the link that's next to the player for this episode, and you have to see this website that costs $4 million. You have to see this. There are bloggers who pay $2 and have better websites than this. But yeah. Oh, wow. That's a mess. That is a mess.
All right.
Yeah, so we're headed to South By this weekend, ain't we?
We are, actually. I'm leaving in 2 days.
Yes, I will be there in 2 days. So I think I land an hour after you do.
Something like that. And we've got a bunch of stuff this weekend. I'm going to be following you around because you're just crazy busy. I've got two panels and a bunch of get-togethers and a bunch of meetings. You've got MC duties.
Yes, I'm emceeing the Blacks in Tech Innovation Awards. Mm-hmm. I am on two panels, including one that's about scandal, and Kerry Washington, social media manager, will be on it.
Right.
So I'm going to be on that panel
with
Dr. Goddess, Cheska Lee, Darren Moten, and her. And then we're having a Red Pump event on March 10th. So it's going to be nuts. We're going to be kicking it all over South By.
Mm-hmm.
And we are trying to do a live episode of Ratchet and the Geek while we're there.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get Cheska Lee and some people to be guest stars, or at least walk by and yell into the microphone.
Right. As they walk by, we'll be like, say hi, hey, and
exactly.
They'll be gone.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of people there. And you know, don't worry, Lovey, I'm not bitter at all for not being on the Scandal panel, and I'll only mention it maybe 4 or 5 times this weekend.
That's fine. I will accept that. I accept it. Yes, I will let you cook. The Scandal panel will be good. It's from 4:30 to 6 on Sunday, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So it's going to be a good weekend. This is my first time in South By.
Cool. Well, people can tweet you and probably permissively stalk us while we're running around in Austin.
Yeah, I'll be Instagramming and stuff if I find stuff that's interesting. See, my Instagram account is more than selfies, so...
What? What is? Wait a second. There's an Instagram account that's more than just pictures of yourself?
Absolutely. Mine is totally not... I think I might have 5 selfies or 5 or 6 selfies total, and I have over 200 pictures.
That is just against... That's against Instagram.
It is, right?
What's wrong with you? It has to be pictures of you looking at yourself.
All the time.
With the duck face.
Duck face. Oh. Yeah, no. I would do one duck face picture this weekend just because I feel obligated to. So, yeah.
Oh, look at this. See, this is South by Southwest. What a club. So as we're talking here, I just get a tweet from National Geographic. They want me to come to their bash. So it says, Scott Houseman, we'd love you to come to the Nat Geo. That's cool, right? To say Nat Geo. South by Southwest VIP list. But then you look at their list here. Mm-hmm. Like you look at their tweets, and it's like 6 pages of them asking people to come. So it's like suddenly, you know what I mean? Like I'm feeling all special, and then I'm like, okay, here are 20,000 other special people.
Are you going to RSVP? Because I'm saying though.
Should we go?
I mean, RSVP for it. It won't hurt. See, I've been RSVP for all types of stuff. Whether I'm going is a different story.
That's true. It's Sunday though.
Oh yeah, Sunday's packed. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Probably not because Sunday is your Red Pump party.
Yeah, that's our Red Pump party from 8 to 10. And the Scandal panel ends at 6. So, yeah, there'll be no... It's going to be back-to-back-to-back kicking it.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Well, follow Lovey for pictures of actual things happening and follow me for pictures of duck face.
You know what? I need to see your duck face. I need it. I need it. Yes, make it happen.
No, I'm going to leave the duck face to Tay Heckard this year, I think.
That's hilarious because she loves duck face.
Because really I have never actually seen Tay Heckard's face without a duck face. I don't know if she has another face.
The fact that you even know who Tay Heckard is, you just...
Hey, you know, yeah. she stole my... I was supposed to be in Soul Plane. And
she
told my spot. I was supposed to be one of the girls that was working the plane there, and it didn't happen for me. But I'm not bitter.
See, you ain't got the booty for it. That's
no,
all.
No, you know, I don't. It's a shame.
Right.
I'm working on it, though.
Don't take it personal.
I'm doing kickbacks.
Fine.
I'll get that booty someday.
Getting it right and tight. Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so.
All right, I guess we'll see you next week, right?
A Ratchet and the Geek is in the
It's in the can.
It's in the can. I was about to be like, it's in the plate. No, that was.
Yes, episode 8 in the can, episode 9 coming live at South by Southwest. So there'll be a lot more background noise.
And if you want to know when episode 9 will be, we're going to basically pick a time and date on the go. Hmm. So you might want to stalk our Twitters.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I cannot tell you people, all y'all who are our viewers and listeners, how much we love it when you listen to the show and comment in real time. Like, that is life. That is everything.
Yes, agreed.
Yes, we should do a live show one day, actually, and, like, do a Google Hangout.
Ooh, you know what? We should.
Let's do that. All right, we'll do that when we get back.
Yeah, because, and not in March. Thank you.
Because you're busy.
Yes.
Okay, well, bye-bye, everybody.
Peace.